This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President-elect Biden wants to get the coronavirus vaccines to Americans faster, and he'll have more to say about that today. Last night, he said he wants to help Americans by sending most of them another $1,400. That's on top of the $600 they're already getting to help them through this pandemic.
Joe Biden says the U.S. will need to spend another $1.9 trillion to provide direct payments to Americans to help them cope with the virus fallout, rebuild the nation's economy, and send kids safely back to school.
We'll have to move heaven and earth to get more people vaccinated, to create more places for them to get vaccinated.
The plan would need congressional approval.
We cannot let people go hungry. We cannot let people get evicted.
Republican lawmakers are already pushing back on some of the issues, like a higher minimum wage and more money to states struggling with COVID losses. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
We're learning that shortly after taking the oath of office on Inauguration Day, President Joe Biden will lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery. He'll be joined by former Presidents Obama, Bush, and Clinton in a show of unity. Federal authorities are worried, though, there might be trouble leading up to Biden's inauguration on Wednesday. Maybe armed protests. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has this.
States are ramping up security and parts of D.C. are on lockdown, with tourists on the National Mall and elsewhere replaced by National Guard troops, some armed with rifles. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The AP has identified at least 21 current or former members of the military or law enforcement who were at or near the attack on the U.S. Capitol building. Others are under investigation, but not yet named. The AP used public and other records to identify them. This is AP News. Chair Jerome Powell says the Fed will keep supporting the economy during the pandemic. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
There were worries the Fed may start to pull back, but Powell says they are not even close to reaching economic recovery goals.
We're strongly committed to our framework and to using our monetary policy tools until the job is well and truly done.
In a discussion sponsored by Princeton University, the Fed chair says those goals are maximum employment and stable 2% inflation.
When the time comes to raise interest rates, we'll certainly do that. And that time, by the way, is no time soon.
Powell has high hopes looking forward once right now is taken care of.
As the vaccines go out and we get COVID under control, there's a lot of reason to be optimistic about the U.S. economy.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
For now, the virus has killed almost 2 million around the world. That from Johns Hopkins University. The very latest on the coronavirus. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.